Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to share some thoughts based on the work of the ILO Committee of Experts on the application of conventions and recommendations. Where inequalities along ethnic lines exist in the world of work, a national policy to promote equality of opportunity and treatment should include measures to promote equality of opportunity and treatment of members of all ethnic groups in respect of employment and occupation. The terms employment and occupation include access to vocational training, access to employment and to particular occupations, and terms and conditions of employment. Moreover, access to employment and to particular occupations depends on access to land, to finance, and to the goods and services necessary for carrying out the occupation in question. Affirmative action measures are aimed at ensuring equality of opportunity in practice, taking into account the diversity of situations of the persons concerned so as to halt discrimination, redress the effects of past discriminatory practices, and restore a balance. They are part of a broader effort to eliminate all inequalities, an important component of national equality policy. To be in accordance with the Discrimination, Employment and Occupation Convention 1958, number 111 of the ILO, affirmative action measures must generally pursue the objective of equality of opportunity, be proportional to the nature and scope of the protection or assistance needed or of the existing discrimination, and be examined periodically in order to ascertain whether they are still needed and remain effective. The affirmative action approach of according preference based on differences generates a tension between the goal of protecting the opportunities of all individuals and the desire to ensure the advancement of members of groups that have suffered discriminatory practices. This tension has not been resolved to the satisfaction of all, as the claims of, quote, reverse discrimination, unquote, indicate. Affirmative action grounded on prior consultation and the consent of the stakeholders, including employers and workers' organizations, helps to ensure that the measures taken are broadly accepted, effective, and in line with the principle of non-discrimination. In its general observation on discrimination based on race, color, and national extraction, adopted in 2018, the Committee of Experts noted with regret that the impact of the measures taken remains uncertain in most cases, particularly in the absence of regular monitoring and periodic evaluations. Thank you.